And not much going there for Landon Taylor. You are correct, Dick.
So it brings up second down. They mark it at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Juga in the gun. Throws it in the flat. Complete.
Pass to Hack is complete.
So Hack on the reception.
WRJN, Racine.
Juga hands it off again.
Taylor on the carry, gave him about one. Fourth down and Pelicans.
So to bring up fourth down. Clock continues to run. 5:40 to go. Juga in the gun, throws. I think it's intercepted. And it was. It was tipped and then intercepted by John Kramer. Kramer on the INT for Waterford. So they're in good position now at the 30-yard line of Westosha.
On the Falcons' 30-yard line, first and 10.
So the Wolverines starting to feel it as people are starting to leave now. Desart under center. I formation, pitches it. And that's Drager on the carry. They're just trying to kill some clock now.
Yeah, it's definitely smart to just chew up as much clock as you can, winding down this fourth quarter.
Second down, Waterford.
We'll close in under 5 minutes before they snap this. In the gun is Desart. Hands it off to Pesh, I believe. Just killing more clock. Oh, clock stopped there.
Brings up Waterford, third down.
So it was Westosha Central with the timeout. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football, streaming live on DG Sports.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
All right, back to live action now. It's third down, third and eight, 4:43 to go. They're at the 28-yard line of Westosha. Well invites range for a field goal. Desart back to pass, throws it out here. Incomplete. Let's see if they have a flag for pushing. No. So it brings up fourth down. We'll see if they bring Bull Vite in.
Yeah, I thought there was a little bit of early contact there, Dick, but no flags from the officials, and on we go.
Special thank you goes out to Comprehensive Orthopedics and Salem Fire and Rescue for providing our medical services for all of our football games.
So the last score we got of that St. Catharines game was at halftime. They were blowing them out. It was 43-0.
Franklin continues their winning ways, Dick, 55-7 over Trumper.
Wow. All right, 4th and 8. Desart kept it, now throws it into the end zone. Got a man, incomplete, though. Couldn't hold it. Well, I got to believe they believe in their defense. That they went for it on 4th down. So 4:30 to go. The clock stops on that incompletion. So the Falcons will come back out, trailing by 12 with 4:30 to go. Actually, a pretty nice crowd. I'm looking across west. The West bleachers, actually, it filled in pretty nicely for Waterford. Good, yeah. Student section, and I would say 60% full of other spectators rooting for Waterford.
Landon Taylor again. Shooken up on that play.
All right, so the Falcons will come out with 4:30 to go. Mason Juga's still the quarterback. He's got two wideouts to the left and one to the right. He's in the gun.
First and 10 for the Falcons on their own 20. 6-yard line.
All right, see what Juga can do. And the Falcons. Back to pass. He's flushed out of there. Could have had a hold there, but incomplete. Try to get it to someone.
Pass intended for Hack, incomplete.
So it was Hack. So it stops the clock with 4:25 to go. 2nd and 10.
There's something to note, Dick. Coach Franz just took away Landon Taylor's helmet after he got shook up again. I think it's one of those, hey, we're going to let you rest the rest of the day today.
Okay, yeah. All right, now we got stoppage of play by the referee for some reason.
As somebody in the Wolverine student section did something because the ref pointed over there. And
oh, okay. So now we're back to live action here. Juga back to pass, throws, incomplete again.
As intended for Pinter, incomplete.
Yep, Pinter on... Dropped it. So it stops the clock with 4:21 to go, 3rd and 10. Got to get a first down here if you're Wastosha. Don't be thinking about throwing deep. Got to get some first downs. Juga in the gun. Goes back to pass. Here comes the rush. He avoids it. Throws downfield. Intercepted again. Intercepted by the Wolverines. And a very nice play.
Schicker on the interception for Waterford.
Yep, Schicker, Caden Schicker with the interception. So this, they should be able to put it away now with maybe two first downs. 4:07 to go. In regulation, 24-12. No one was there on that pass. All right, Desart will bring him out. Let's see if he goes under center, trying to be secure. And he does. I formation pitches it. Almost a fumble. Then he picks it back up. Is Pesh. Pesh on the carry. We're under four to play now. They keep it going.
Run gain of five, second down. Waterford.
So second down. I'll say second and four for the Wolverines. They pick up a first down here. Things look pretty good.
I think we'll agree today, Dick, on the player of the game. Player or players. Still leave it up for multiple.
And we could probably announce them after this play. There's the pitch. Goes again to Pesh, I believe. Just trying to work clock. Closing up. They stop it with 3:10 to go.
Pesh on the carry. Stopped up by Badgett. Timeout on the field. Duncan timeout.
So let's see if you agree. If we agree. Who do you have?
I have the man of the night for that Wolverine offense. Junior quarterback, Caden Desert.
I would agree. So he will be our player of the game today, our one and only. Caden Desart, the 6'2", 181-pound quarterback.
He did a great job controlling the pace of the game, controlling the tempo, just doing the right things all night long to put his Wolverine team in position to win this
yep,
ballgame.
That's why he's getting it. I mean, nobody really, other than what you just stated, no one else on the Wolverines really, really stood out.
No, it was really a team effort here tonight, and it was led by Caden all night long.
I mean, if I was going to give another one out, it would be to Bo Veit. In fact, they don't get a lot of recognition. We're going to give one to Bo Veit, too. All right, now we got stoppage of play again.
Timeout on the field, Waterford.
This time it's Waterford. So our two players of the game are going to be Caden Desart, the quarterback for Waterford, and we're going to give one also to the kicker, Bo Veit, for Waterford. And again, we'll get those two, maybe yet, to the team. Because logistically, we don't have any way of getting down on the field tonight after the game. So there won't be any interviews. As Desart will bring them out now with 3:10 to go. Third and four. One more. They get a first down here. That should do it. Desart on the keeper, and he's got the first down and more. And what you just talked about is what he did well all night.
Desart with a carry.
They really took good leadership, controlled the pace of this Wolverine offense. The play calling, decision making, I should say, just doing a wonderful job here tonight. And, Dick, as we talked about Horlick, that score is now 41-21.
See? Gee. Yeah.
4 minutes to go in that game. So that went from a one-score game to a 20-point game very quickly.
Now, clock stopped again. It must have been Wistosha sent. Nope, now it started up again.
Yeah, I think it was game administration something.
All right, so the Wolverines come out. It looks like they're going to win this ball game, and they will go to 3-4 overall, 3-2 in conference. As Desart's under center. And gives it again and fumbles, but he gets it back as Pesch. And as I said, 3-2 in conference. Wastosha Central will fall to 4-3 overall. 3-2 in conference, and they're going to have to wait another week to become playoff eligible.
And Waterford knocking on that door of a playoff berth, Dick, too.
Yes, they are. Well, they both got to wait till next week, but the good news for the Wolverines is they go into their game with a win. They're going to be coming off a loss, but both of them appear to have games that are winnable. Waterford playing Wilmont, and the Falcons will be on the road at Elkhorn. So 2:30 to go in our ball game, 24-12. Waterford with the lead. Pretty much was all Waterford.
Second down at 13, Waterford.
In the second half. So now Desart shows an offensive formation with wideouts to the left. But he keeps it. And he goes forward for about 4 yards. Clock will continue to run. Closing in on 2 minutes to go. And again, our players of the game, our DG Sports players of the game, are Caden Desart and the kicker, Bull Veit.
I like that pick, Dick.
Do you now?
Yeah.
You?
Okay. I agreed with you from the start on that one. Yeah. That would have been my second choice for player
but
of the game.
But I can't remember. Did he only kick the one field goal? But he was good on all his extra points, too. So. And again, we've talked about it in the car and other places. They don't get a lot of recognition, and they got an important role. Okay, Desart hands off. And this time, I think he got enough for a first down.
Yep. He got that first down, putting the nail in the coffin of Wastosha Central.
And that was Pesch. Let's see if they, knowing Coach Metyard, though, now I would think, okay, let's just finish it now. Not, you know, put any salt in the wound.
Yeah, I think they'll go into victory formation here. Two more kneel downs and they'll be good to go.
Yep, we're down to 1-0, and they're taking their time. We'll close in on a minute, probably. Okay, and he went in. Oh, they got him for illegal procedure. Somebody moved. He was trying to kneel down. So that'll stop the clock as they go back.
Waterford, 5-yard penalty, UP, first down.
And now people start to exit. That's the one good thing about having to tear down by the time we're ready to go. The parking lot's empty.
That is true, Dick.
All right, Desart will bring him out, and he should be in victory formation now. Just take a knee, and he does.
No flags.
And they may have to run one more, right?
Yep, they'll kneel it down probably around 30 seconds would be my guess, and then they'll be good.
You'll take one more knee. And that should do it. The Waterford Wolverines.
Final score.
Came into Wastosha Central and they leave with a 24-12 victory over the Wastosha Central Falcons. So Waterford improves to 3-4 overall, 3-2 in conference. Wastosha Central falls to 4-3 overall, 3-2 in conference. And again, our players of the game, our quarterback, Caden Desart for Waterford, and kicker, Bo Veit. So we'll get their certificates to them, maybe yet even tonight as we leave. But that's going to conclude our ball game here from Wascosa Central. So that closes the book on this broadcast from Wascosa High School. My thanks to Wascosa Central AD John Lynn for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast, as we've mentioned many times tonight, will be October 11th from Hammes Field, where the Case Eagles will host the Horlick Rebels. Pre-game will be at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 p.m. Next up for Waterford will be a home game hosting the Wilmot Panthers on October 11th. Next up for the Falcons will be a road game on October 11th when they visit the Elkhorn Elks. Both games kick off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl back in the studio, this is Dick Resuffacine. You've been listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports. Join us next Friday as dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was Waterford 24, Wascosa Central 12. Waterford improves to 3-4 overall, 3-2 in conference. Wascosa Central falls to 4-3 overall, 3-2 in conference. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
For wearing your green slips and your new round on across your heart, yeah, with your living wrong. A chimney sweep spiral we got, Judy in the sky, with dances. Come to me tonight, come to me tonight. Judy in the sky.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, what's the matter with your hair? sunshine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it meant before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
Hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What time it was. All Didn't I do the best I could? Not didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
As I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, oh, address it to my wife.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israeli airstrikes rock southern suburbs of Beirut, and Iran's supreme leader appears in public for the first time since his country launched its missile attack on Israel. CBS's MTS Tayeb in Beirut.
The last time Iran's supreme leader led Friday prayers in Tehran was nearly 5 years ago. With the barrel of a machine gun in hand, he had a message for Israel. We did it once, he said, and we'll do it again. Ayatollah Khamenei was talking about Iran's ballistic missile attack on Israel Tuesday night. Retaliation for the killing of his close ally, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, in Beirut 1 week ago.
At least 225 people are reported dead in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
I'm Jim Crisul in North Carolina. Scores of rescuers and volunteers continue searching for hundreds who remain missing a week after floodwaters from Hurricane Helene ravaged the southern Appalachian Mountains. Searchers are having to navigate around washed out roads and bridges, downed power lines, broken sewer lines, and mudslides to reach the isolated and the missing.
Former President Donald Trump in North Carolina says when President Biden was asked about the possibility of Israel targeting Iran's nuclear program,
the answer should have been hit the nuclear first and worry about the rest later.
Meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in the Midwest. CBS's Willie James Ingram.
With just 32 days to the presidential election, Vice President Kamala Harris made two campaign stops in Michigan, a crucial battleground state.
We are the underdog, and we know we have some hard work ahead. But here's the thing about us, we like hard work.
Earlier in Detroit, the vice president touted the new jobs report, which shows the economy gained more than 250,000 jobs in September.
There's still more work we need to do. Prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high.
The Supreme Court has a workplace discrimination case on the docket when its new term starts on Monday.
The Supreme Court has just agreed to decide whether it should be more difficult for workers from majority backgrounds, such as white or heterosexual people, to prove workplace discrimination claims. The justices will hear an appeal by Marlene Ames. She's a heterosexual woman who has been trying to sue the Ohio Department of Youth Services, claiming she lost her job to a gay man and was passed over for a promotion in favor of a gay woman because she is straight. Lower courts have ruled she did not prove discrimination under federal law. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The Supreme Court will also weigh Mexico's $10 billion lawsuit against U.S. gun makers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you've got high blood pressure, there's a 50-50 chance you're a walking time bomb. Thankfully, you can take control of your blood pressure with a drink called 120 Life. 120 Life is formulated with ingredients that have all been shown to help naturally lower blood pressure. Go to 120life.com. Use the code JUICE for 15% off. We'll refund your money if you're not fully satisfied. Go to 120life.com. There's nothing to lose.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Researchers are expanding screening for genetic disorders in newborns to look for more than 200 rare conditions.
At just 1 day old, Amelia is already making her mark in England as one of the first of 100,000 babies to have their entire genetic code sequenced to spot rare diseases.
Amelia will be tested for 200 different genetic conditions.
Researchers took a sample of Amelia's blood from her umbilical cord that will be tested to look for faulty genes in her DNA. Scientists will only screen for disorders that develop in early childhood and have effective treatments. Researchers hope screening for more conditions sooner will give newborns the strongest start possible to living their best life. Tina Krause, CBS News, London.
More than a dozen tigers and one panther have died after contracting bird flu at a zoo in southern Vietnam. A caretaker says they were fed raw chicken bought by nearby farms. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and becoming breezy tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Nice day. A chance of storms tomorrow night, then sunny, breezy, and cooler Sunday, a high to the upper 60s. Currently 57 degrees.
We'll be right back. propose on Halloween. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky, oh, oh, all right. I said spooky, oh, yeah, yeah. I said spooky.
From Radio Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Because I